say that he's court sparking or courting or keeping company or just calling?
Keeping company would be the most appropriate term, mm-hmm. and has been used.
And he doesn't show up anymore. You might suspect that she
gave him the go-by.
And a noisy serenade after the wedding, they call a
shivery. You spell that?
C-H-I-V-A-R-E. Yeah, got it right here in front of me. The man that stands up with the groom in the wedding is called a
best man.
And the lady that stands up with the bride is the
bridesmaid.
And after the wedding's over, you might say they are officially
hooked.
Or they got
married.
Okay.
Eyes on operation. And he's quite extensive in his hog operation than the other man that I have, that I used to live on. In this place, we're in the dairy business, to the extent that, last summer we vaccinated 94 head of Holstein females. And he milks anywhere around 50 or more head of cows all the time, you see. And then I asked him one day out there, I said, how many hogs do we have on the place at the present time? And he said, 1,300. All told, and that particular time, we put 15 more brutes out over in another field to have litters of pigs. So he said, we'll probably gain, but he said, I'll be selling something more. So I get out there and get interested in fixing up and doing something, and it's night or noon before ever I know it. I carry him a dinner with me. I don't pretend to eat with anybody in either place, unless it's something special, you know, because I don't want to bother those guys. I just work, and as you say, you get so interested in rehabilitating hog houses or whatever, something else, and you don't realize anything about time.
No, I lose track of it.
That's right.
Well, if you had, I see this is going to squeak,
but I think it'll work all right. I'll get what I need.
You had some bad politicians in office, and you'd say, well, I wish we could get rid of the whole
caboose.
Let me say it again. I wish I could get rid of the
whole caboodle.
And the waltz is a two-step square
round dance.
Round dance, is that a kind of dance?
Yes.
Can I use some other kinds?
Well, your two-step, shottish, polka.
Is there any distinction between a dance that was held at home and one that was held in a public place?
Well, years gone by, we used to have what you called community home. Yes. And then your public dance is open to the public. In your community, it's just your own group.
Mm-hmm. The boy starts out for school, but he never gets there. You might suspect that he
played hooky.
And a person goes to school to get an
education.
And the boy starts in the first grade. Or, oh goodness, I just said it. Starts school, he's in the
first grade.
Never get through an interview without saying them once at a time. After a boy gets through high school, if he's lucky, he gets to go to
college.
And the building you go to buy stamps?
Post office.
The building you go to borrow a book?
Library.
And the building you go to buy a ticket on a train?
Passenger office. Train depot.